Hello again, it's Yana here with JN2N, 20th of February, and I've still got Simon, SN2N, with me. And we're catching up, well, I'm catching up on February and Simon's helping me. Right, day 11, Movie Monday. What movie did you last watch?
The 11th was a Thursday.
Yes, but we're not doing weekends, catching up. Yes, the weekends
we're
are for catching
weekends.
Up. Yes. Okay, so,
I don't know, what does Jonathan Sawyer have to say about this?
I don't know.
He reinvented February, he never had skipping
but
weekends.
But we've not heard from him since, so. Anyway, right, what movie did you last watch? Cinema? Was it Star Wars?
Star Wars, The Force Awakens.
Very good. Probably watched something on the telly as well, but I can't really remember what it was called. What's your favourite movie quote?
Use the Force.
Is it? Or is that the one you can remember? For now.
I can't, like, I can never could get the hang of Thursdays.
What's that from?
Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if that appears in the film.
I don't know. Or the radio series. Yeah, I don't think I have a movie quote. I don't know. I just never really remember what they said. I mean, part of it is all the English and the American films. I have no idea. People start quoting at me, and I'm going, I saw this film dubbed, so I have no idea what the original was. So it's always lost on me. And still, I don't really remember. I have, especially when I watch a film, I'm too distracted by the visuals to remember much about what they say. Plus, there's a lot of mumbling going on, so I don't really. I'm glad if I get the gist. But, you know, I don't really, there's nothing sort of memorable that tends to stick in my head. So still concentrating to understand what's going on.
Do you have a favourite film?
No, always the one I've last seen, probably, more or less. Oh, I hated that when we did that at school. Everybody had these little books and we had to go around and then you had to put in everybody's book. My favourite food, my favourite drink, my favourite book, my favourite film, my favourite everything. And they all changed. I didn't have a favourite drink or food in particular. I liked several things. I didn't have a favourite star or singer or films. Or film and book was always the last one I'd just seen or read. I hated those ones. It took me ages to fill them in. Ugh. Anyway, so no, I don't. Who's your favourite movie villain? Have you got one?
Favourite movie villain?
Actually, I have one. I thought of someone.
Is it Alan Rickman?
It is!
Yeah. See, I knew it'd be Alan Rickman. So what is it now? Is it Die Hard? Or is it Harry Potter? Or...
Any. I was just going to say Alan Rickman in any villain role. Yeah, because I thought he was really good. He always, because I didn't necessarily pick up on it at the time, but then sort of later on thinking back, you know, when he was, because he was the Sheriff of Nottingham opposite Kevin Costner's Robin Hood, and, you know, Kevin Costner was a little bit, I don't know, a bit trippy, I don't know, but, you know, but he as the villain, he was just like, he was creepy, but also, you know, he was kind of really there, but at the same time, he had a sort of, certain something, and he had kind of, and he didn't take himself too seriously. He seemed to be having far too much fun being a villain. I think that's what it was like. And even in Die Hard, because if you compare with Jeremy Irons, played one of the villains once in Die Hard, you know, and he was just completely, you know, serious villain material. Whereas Alan Rickman was always kind of, you know, was always with a twinkle in his eye and. You know, it just kind of, yeah, he just didn't take it too seriously. And, like, he was enjoying the role and, you know, and he had a lot of charisma. And so, yeah, that's probably, you know, a villain who's kind of, you know, really creepy but fun at the same time. And kind of, you know, just to pull that off, just to be really complex to kind of, and to be more interesting than sort of the goody character. I just always enjoyed watching him as a villain, I think. Even though I've heard it said, and I can see why, that it's easier to play baddies than it is to play goodies, because you can have fun with the baddie role. You can, you know, do lots of things that you wouldn't normally do. But as a goodie, it's very, very difficult for an actor to come up with, you know, to portray good without being boring. You know, there's a limited range of what you can do. So it's harder to do. But I thought he was just always a really good villain.
Mm.
So, yeah, anything he was in.
Okay. Good.
So I'll go with that. Right, any more you want to add? You thought of anyone?
I don't know. There's been some really good villains in the James Bond films. That's...
Okay, anyone in particular? Mm. Oh yeah, you're watching all the James Bond films back to back, aren't you?
No,
not on and off.
Mostly off. Yeah. No, I can't think of any that spring to mind particularly well.
Mm. Okay then. Alright, we'll leave it there.
Hannibal Lecter.
Oh yeah, he was creepy. Mm. Yeah, well, okay. Alright, thank you for listening.
Toodle-boo.